Hey everyone, and welcome to day 8 of the World 2020 qualifiers. We only had one game today, but we've got a few other things to talk about, and to join me for that is, as usual, Andrew Nixon. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Ross. Hi, everybody.
The game today was Scotland versus Canada, and it was played early in the morning. Most of the games early in the morning so far have really favoured the team that was bowling first. Scotland won the toss and bowled, and although Canada, they had a pretty bright start, they got to 3 for 50 off the power play, but they'd actually, because of those lost those early wickets, they really slowed down after that, and they actually were pretty lucky to get to 135 in the end.
They only got to sort of 135 because the last three overs, Dhaliwal and Siddiqui managed to smash it around a bit. They scored 38, I think, from those last three overs. And were it not for that, that sort of Canada innings wouldn't have looked as respectable as it did. Gunasekara and Chima very much threw the wickets away early on, as did Kumar, trying to slog it. And, yeah, pretty poor batting performance from the Canadians.
And in the chase, Scotland, they made pretty comfortably 40 for 4 overs. Kutsen made 51. It, by the sounds of it, didn't seem terribly difficult.
No, so Kurtzer played something of an anchor role, as much of an anchor role as you suppose you can in a 20-over innings. And Callum McLeod hit out at the start, Cross consolidated with him, and then Munsey, smashing 33 from 12 balls at the end, won the game for Scotland. A very comfortable victory for Scotland in the end.
The first implication of that is that the UAE and Canada are both out, properly out, and mathematically out now.
Although what happens with the rest of Group B is still a bit up in the air. I suppose any of the five teams left in it could still miss out.
Yeah, we've got one really massive game tomorrow, which is the UAE's playing Oman. We already highlighted that based on the way they played yesterday, that Oman is just about favourites for that game. If they win that, they'll be through. There's a really high chance it's going to rain, which again would put them through. That's going to be the first interesting game that day.
Yeah, and the way UAE have played, I think, and the way Oman have played in the last couple of games, I think Oman, against all expectations at the start of the tournament, are probably favourites of that match. If there's any rain, it's at Stirling, and we know how badly Stirling recovers from the rain. If there's any rain, that game will be abandoned. So, and that would put Oman through as well. Mathematically, they could still be caught, I think, but unlikely to happen.
Looking at the other match tomorrow, the Netherlands is playing Canada. They need to win that match to get level on points with Scotland and Oman, what their Oman's on now, which is 6, which will then lead to a number of very interesting games on the rest of the week.
Yeah, and your Netherlands could still qualify even if they lose to Canada, but the net run rate situation is such that it could be a little difficult for them. So yeah, a very much a must-win game for the Netherlands tomorrow. It's sort of shaping up that three games on that final day could well decide who does what in the playoffs. And if a tournament sort of goes down right to the end, that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The two big ones will be Scotland will play in Oman, and Netherlands still have to play Kenya. And basically the way it'll pan out is either or both of those games could be a win, go through very well in the group in second or third, and or lose and go home, which is, yeah, as you say, it'll be very interesting and exactly what we want from the group stages.
And I suppose Netherlands and Kenya as well have the benefit of playing in the afternoon on Saturday, so they'll know exactly what they need to do, how much they'll need to win by if they bat in second, or how much they need to restrict their opponents to. So yeah, that's I think it's probably more likely to be the key game almost.
In the other group, there are three games tomorrow. The group stage at the moment is an absolute mess, partly because there's a number of games still to go, but PNG still have to play Namibia, Nepal and the USA. Ireland just has to play Hong Kong and Jersey. Nepal look to be in a fair bit of trouble in this group. They're playing PNG in the match tomorrow. That'll put them out just about if they can't win that.
Yeah, you'd have to think so. The way this group's gone, I think we'd be a bit wary about making any sort of firm predictions, but it would be looking pretty bad for them. And I had it confirmed by the ICC this morning that should Nepal or the Netherlands not qualify for the next World 2020, they would lose their T20I status. So I think every game from now on is a big game for Nepal.
Ireland will also be playing Hong Kong. Ireland obviously had a bit of a blip yesterday. They need to catch up to the PNG, or hope PNG lose one game and then they can win their other games and get over the top of them. But Hong Kong, because they're only on 3 points themselves, they really need to start winning games as well.
Yeah, I think Hong Kong have surprised a bit. Obviously, they had that defeat to Jersey, and then they had a game rained off, which hasn't helped them. I'm hearing that the forecast for Dublin for the rest of the week isn't particularly good, so rain could yet play a further part. But I think Hong Kong have disappointed so far in this tournament, but they've still got three games to go, so there's still everything to play for.
And finally, tomorrow, Namibia is playing Jersey, which, again, Jersey, they had that win, but they've struggled a bit since, so you have to think that Namibia will get over them relatively comfortably.
Yeah, and Namibia have looked very good in their sort of brief outings so far, so I think you'd make Namibia heavy favourites there.
Much to talk about tomorrow then, and I'll catch up with you again then, Andrew.
Okay.